Well, it was not the outcome that we wanted yesterday down at Ford Field. The Lions fall to the Steelers 29-24, and those hopes of getting into the postseason, they become even a little longer here. The odds are not good.
Nope. Right.
And now they've got a quick turnaround. They play Christmas Day against Minnesota in Minnesota. Let's go inside the huddle, brought to you by CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 800-MY-FURNACE or visit cncheat.com. We bring in the man, the myth, the legend himself, Lomas Brown. Lo, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Oh,
I don't know.
I was really hoping for a hey, but I don't know that
I don't know if that's worthy.
It doesn't warrant a hey.
No.
Well, you know what? I have to give Jamie a hey because, hey, Jamie, that's her team.
That's right.
So, yep. Yeah.
That is true. But I told my husband I was rooting for the Lions on that last drive. I really was. I would like to see them get in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was rough, Jamie. And I'll say this. Let me get on my soapbox real fast. You know, as a player, you would love for the game to be in your hands. You would love for you to be responsible for the outcome of the game. And I'm not saying that it was all on the referees because we had opportunities throughout that game. But you just hate to see it end that way. You know, so as a player, I'm just saying you would love to have control of the game and have the outcome be because of what you did on the field rather than somebody else dictating.
Well, then let's talk about those last couple of plays. You know, that's kind of what Dan Campbell said post-game is, you know, we had our opportunities, we didn't capitalize. Do you think the refs made the right call towards the end of that game on those two OPIs?
I mean, I think they did. I mean, to be completely honest with you, the one with Amon-Ra, his arms did get extended out, and they called it against Pittsburgh earlier, against DK Metcalf, so you have to keep it fair. The Isaac Tesla, it sure seemed like he was thrown into that one. But, you know, again, the refs have a hard job. So, but like Coach said, man, it shouldn't have got to that point. We had opportunities. We just didn't play a good game at all, especially running the ball. I was just so very shocked at the way that Pittsburgh was able to hold us in the run game, holding us to 15 yards rushing.
And, Lo, you know, you got Jahmyr Gibbs held to just 2 yards on 7 carries, and you got a dynamic back like that getting hit before he can even, you know, make a move. What's the fix on, you know, in this short week before we head to Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could see that will help that offensive line in the run game is you got to have quicker hitting plays. They got to be plays that, boom, they guys stick their foot in the ground and just get upfield. And with the offensive lineman, it has to be quick hitting plays. I think too many times we tried to run plays that were long developing plays. And anytime you run these plays where you got counter motion, or you got guys pulling, you know, those are longer plays. And, you know, you don't have the chemistry with those guys. Like I was saying, you know, last week, you have to have chemistry down. That only goes through practicing. And when you've had 8 different line changes on the offensive line throughout this season, it's hard to get any chemistry going. So I just think quicker hitting run plays would help our run game.
So now what? They're not mathematically eliminated, and so a lot of things would have to happen. How do you motivate yourself as a player to go play that Christmas Day game when things aren't really going well?
Well, Jamie, like they say, there's still a chance. I mean, it's a slim chance, a 6% chance, but you still got the opportunity. So you got to go out and play this game. Like, and, you know, that's the other disappointing thing. That was a playoff game for us yesterday.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah.
And we did not come out and play like it was a playoff game with any sense of urgency, I thought. And so now you have to do that these last 2 games and hope that a whole bunch of things happen for you. But that's the only thing you can do, man. You're a professional. You're expected to go out there and practice and play like a professional. So the thing that they have to do is play like they still have a chance, which they do. Slim, but they do have a chance.
I mean, obviously there's some frustration from the fans. You know, we heard the Boo Birds a little bit yesterday. What does this team need to do now going forward, right? You got a couple of games left in this season. you know, we're hoping for a playoff push, but it seems unlikely at this point. What needs to change in your mind going forward?
Okay, for me, play your young guys. Find out what you're going to have next year. And when I say play your young guys, I mean Isaac Tesla. Mm-hmm. You know, not just playing him. Give him a bigger role. Mm-hmm. See what this guy's going to be. You traded all these draft picks for. If Manu, Giovanni Manu, if he's available, play him. See what type of player he's going to be, because you never know what Taylor Decker might decide to do during this all season. I mean, some of those guys, they played Kingsley Eggwagon yesterday. Continue to play these young guys and find out what you have so you'll know how to go into the draft this year. If we're not able to get in the playoffs, you'll know what you have to do, your positions and needs that you have to go after in the draft. But I just think too many of these young guys, man, haven't had big roles on this team. Just give them bigger roles these last few games just to see, like I say, what you have for next year.
Was it on that last drive that Goff threw it up to Tesla and he climbed the ladder and dropped it? But I was like, look, I mean, he is parallel with the crossbar. I mean, he got up there.
Yeah, he did.
I'm telling you, find more stuff for that guy to do. Yeah. I mean, think about it. If that ball was a couple of inches lower, he would have brought that down. But, again, he's an exciting guy. You gave up a lot of draft capital for him. Find out what you have in that young man.
You know, and Lo, Jarrett put up, like, over 360 yards, 100-plus rating, yet they still lost the game. Is this a case of, like, too little too late for the offense, or did they actually play well enough to win, but just those yellow flags kept flying?
I mean, again, that's the thing that hurt us, too. When we did get penalties, those were crucial penalties that we got to back the guys up behind the sticks. And I just keep going back to our run game because, you know, we're predicated off the run. And anytime we have our run, right, I think they say Jahmyr Gibbs, every time he goes over 100 yards or something, we win the game or score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just lets you know what our MO is. And when you run the ball 12 times for 15 yards, you only attempt to run the ball once in the second half, that's a problem. It's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, how did this happen? I mean, we're supposed to go off the backs of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. Why didn't they call more run plays, do you think?
I know, Jamie. It was strange to me. Again, give Pittsburgh and their defensive front a lot of credit. We were, even in the pass game, man, Pittsburgh didn't send a lot of blitzing. If you think about it, they didn't blitz a lot. They got pressure on Jarrett just from their front four. Some of their guys stepped up. When you think about Herbert and you think about T.J. Watt not playing, think about it. They were missing those pass rush specialists, and they still got pressure on Jarrett in the pass game. And those front four guards, the front four, you're talking about Hayward, you're talking about Harmon, those guys were able to control the line of scrimmage. And like I say, our lone developing plays, they didn't work, man. So give Pittsburgh all the credit in the world.
All right, well, then let's have a good Christmas day, eh? How about that?
Hey,
let's go out and get a dub.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Enjoy Minnesota, Lomas. Merry Christmas to you. We'll talk when we get back.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
See you,
Lo.
All right, that's Lomas Brown. We'll take a break. It's Monday Munchies next on JR Morning.